Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off, and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. It's Tuesday, and our guest co-hosts today are none other than Bailey Coleman. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Telly.
And we have, of course, they call each other their work couples. Bailey's work husband, Dave LZ. What's up, Dave?
You're making me cough over here, brother. Relax.
You say, whoa, don't just be using that W word to
work husband.
You don't want
the
you don't
H
wanna
word.
Be,
oh,
look,
no.
You don't want to be my work husband no more. All
I
right,
be
then.
Nobody's husband right
I
now.
Well, whatever.
That ain't even for play. That is treacherous work.
Whatever. Right. We was good enough last week, but this week we ain't.
We could be like, you know, work situationships, work partners. Husband is a
sound like they are
word.
On their way to counseling. Good morning, Ricky. Ricky on the ones and twos.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How you feeling?
Good, good. Like, we're going to let them go to counseling, man. We'll continue on, Rick. of course, Truth Nation, we are definitely going to get into the horrible, horrible news of what happened in Madison, Wisconsin yesterday with a deadly shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School that left 3 dead and 6 injured. And we're definitely going to get into that because it is a nationwide story. And not only just talk about it, but we want to dissect different angles because we've been here before.
Right.
We know what happens. It's a community banding together, but there are going to be other issues that come out in terms of, do we revisit gun control? Do we revisit how do we prevent this from happening?
Right.
Because it seems like, again, we've seen this story play out far too many times in this country. But we're going to start off on a little positive note, and I know Dame will really be interested in this, with the Bucks playing for the NBA Cup championship tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, after starting off 4-8, and I know I was giving you a hard time, man, but hey, the Bucks have won 12 of their last 15 games.
Right. It'll be vindication for the first half of the season.
Yeah.
If they can just the fact
wait
that they
a minute,
made
the first half?
Well, the first quarter.
Okay.
The first quarter of the season. They started out so slow. They started out so terrible. And we were all like, trade everybody and get rid of Doc. But now Doc has actually started coaching. I see him coaching.
Now y'all love Doc.
Right.
Y'all
I hear
love
him talking.
Doc.
I've always liked Doc. He went through he wasn't winning no games though. Yeah. But now he's actually started coaching and you see him on the sidelines talking to players, pointing and doing stuff, looking like he's before he was just standing there. Like
he wasn't feeling that.
You know, like somebody was on their way out.
It wasn't really his team.
You know how a coach act on their way out when they know they're about to be
right.
They just be standing like, ain't this somebody get me out of here? That's how he looked before. But now he must have been reassured that he's going to be there and he's actually coaching and is showing the players are actually, the defense on the Bucks has stepped up tremendously. And people don't understand that Giannis is shooting. He's top 4 in the league at mid-range game. And that's what we've all been asking for, right? Giannis to get a mid-range shot. So then when they back up off of him, He can hit that 15, exactly. 16-footer, and that opens up everything for everybody else because now they got to step up on him, and now the offense can flow. Yeah. That's happening. And so we're seeing the results of that. Yeah. Whether they win or not tonight, I don't know, because OKC
is good.
They play like old New York Knicks teams. They play tough defense, and they're young, and it's going to be tough to beat them tonight. Yeah. But if they can, that'll be great. But even if they don't, these games don't count for nothing. They don't go against your record.
They
count for that check.
Exactly.
That check. It's always important. That check is important.
I mentioned this, Bailey, yesterday, and just to make you care about this a little more. Yeah.
Well, I care about it because, Giannis' wife is pregnant again. Yeah. And so they need that check. So I understand that part. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you why. Okay. And by the way, I don't think they need the check.
No, they don't need the check. But, it always helps. Another check for another baby. Yeah.
So here's the deal. This in-season tournament that they have.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It makes people care more about regular season games.
Right.
But on top of that, there's a little prize money if you win.
Okay.
So if the Bucks win tonight, guess how much each player gets?
How much?
$517,000.
Okay, that's enough incentive for me to go out there and cheer them on.
What's the league minimum? The league minimum used to be like 800-something thousand.
Not sure with the new
CBA. I looked it up a long time ago, so it's probably more than that.
Yeah,
but still, that's
still like half of some of these rookies' salary for the year.
That's more than some people make in a lifetime. Now think about that.
Yeah.
If you're the rookie on the bench.
On one game.
If you're the rookie on the bench and you may not even get in the game, but you're only making $900,000, $1 million. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But after taxes and all of that stuff, you're about to
down
get
to about $600,000-$700,000.
You're about to get your yearly check.
Yeah.
In one game. And I think they get like $100,000 for every game that they win along the way inside the tournament,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and because the losers get something as well. Like when the
losers get something too?
Yeah, once you reach the quarterfinals and the semifinals.
We may need to all suit up. You know what I mean?
If the Bucks beat OKC tonight, the Thunder players, I want to say, get around $230,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's worth it. That's what they made it worth it.
Oh, if I'm one of them bench players, I'd be like, Coach, I ain't going to suit up tonight. I'm going to just grab this cheerleading uniform.
Right, exactly.
And I'm
going
to cheer my guys on.
Go, team, go.
Keep them in.
Keep them in. I'm trying to get paid. And come on now. How perfect is this? This is right around Christmas?
Yeah, absolutely.
At first, when they started this, I was like, what kind of mess is this? This NBA always messes something up. Yeah. But I was wrong. It's actually shown to be great for the, like you said, for the regular season, because those games, they throw them in the mix of the regular season. The tournament is in the mix of the regular season until the quarterfinals. So those games leading up, those pool play games, make four or five of those games really matter. And so the players want to stay healthy. The players want to get, be in a groove for when they get to those games. So it makes all the other games that much more important.
Yeah. So again, the Milwaukee Bucks will be taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup Championship. And good luck, Bucks.
Good luck.
Again, we wanted to, and I'm trying my best to start off with something a little more positive, because what happened yesterday in Madison is such a tragedy. Man. I know we definitely are, have to dive deep into this, because here's another community that's been rocked by another school shooting, and you raise up all the questions that we always bring up when these things happen.
Yeah.
And it's just it's such a difficult thing, because this once again proves it can happen anywhere.
Absolutely proves that it could happen anywhere. I mean, I bet those people in Madison at that school are like, how could it have happened here?
Mm-hmm.
How could one of our kids that, attend school here be in that situation.
Yes.
That's usually what it is, though. It's usually someone, like the FBI say that it's someone on the inside. So when they say inside, they just mean that it was a kid that was at the school.
Yeah.
It's not typically a kid coming from outside the school, which always leads us to think that there is something, there were signs leading up to this that may have been missed or ignored, not to place blame on anyone that was involved in the shooting.
Right.
Because our heart goes out to anybody that was even in that school, yeah, related to anybody in that school, because you're so worried about your kids going off to, as a parent, and my kids are now older, it's still, every day when you send your kids off to school, there's that little fear. There's that small fear that today might be the day that something happens at their school. It doesn't typically happen at an MPS school because of the way they have it structured. But still, you're still thinking that, you know, it happened so much. There's that fear, that PTSD on there.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's a lot of parents that have, because it's a Christian school, they feel like, you know, this really couldn't happen here. We all prayed up. They pray before they start the day every day. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of people that feel that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't say, you know, it's there, and it's a comfort to some people that they send their kids to private schools, and more specifically to private Christian schools, because they don't think something like this would ever happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no school resource officers, no cameras, no metal detectors at the school. So clearly, this has been a school that has been safe for a very long time.
Yes.
And Dame, you're talking about it's always something or somebody from the inside. So the apparent, the alleged shooter in this shooting died, and this was a 15-year-old student that attended Abundant Life Christian School. We're going to get into more of the details on the other side of the break. Again, such a tragic thing, and going back to just being a parent, but and just having that small doubt or small fear of sending your kid to school. But what about the administrators? For me, for example, is this something I have to worry about every morning when my wife goes to work as a teacher? Like, she's just going to try and teach, and her life could be in jeopardy at any point. And so it brings up a lot of questions, and we're going to dive into that again on the other side of the break. We'll hear the report from WTMJ on this school shooting in Madison. And we want to hear from you, Truth Nation, because, again, this is a time where we need to come together, figure out answers and healing and support for this community. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ in the building. More Truth Be Told with Telly after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I'm not sure of what I see.
Truth Nation, welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have guest co-hosts Bailey Coleman and Damian LZ in today, and we're going to go ahead and get into yesterday's mass school shooting in Madison, a deadly shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin, left 3 dead and 6 injured when a 15-year-old student opened fire during a mixed grade study hall. And the timeline is, A second grade student called 911 to report the shooting at 10:57. At 11 o'clock, the first officer arrived on the scene. At 11:05, officers located the shooter and recovered the weapon. And then at 1 o'clock, the SWAT teams began searching the shooter's residence. And for the official full report, Here is WTMJ's report on yesterday's deadly school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison.
Christian school, and this morning she walked into that school with a handgun. Here are the details in the timeline police say unfolded. It started at 10:57 when a second grader made the call to 911 saying that they heard gunshots being fired inside the school. 3 minutes later, law enforcement officers were on scene. By 11:05, police say they found Rupnow dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound and a handgun. At the same time, EMS and Madison Fire were also there and started treating students and staff and clearing the school. Police say the shooting happened inside a classroom that was in a study hall period with students in all different grades. A teenage student and a teacher were killed. Six others were injured. Two students are still in critical condition tonight. One teacher and three students have non-life-threatening issues, injuries.
Wow. So again, here's a 15-year-old that opens fire and three are dead, including a teacher and a student, before the suspect apparently suffered a gunshot wound and later died on the way to the hospital. But for me, the first thing that really stuck out is the fact that this is a female that did this. This is nuts.
Yeah.
For me, it's shocking. Yes, out of all the school shootings that I can recall, I've never heard one to be a female. I could be wrong, but
no, I've never heard.
I haven't either.
Yeah,
never heard that one.
So for me, this might be the first one. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Yes. So hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Bill hit us on our True Talking text line and says the school does have cameras. Bill, according to several sources, Madison school shooting building has cameras, no metal detectors or officers. So, yes, thank you for correcting me on that, Bill. Yes, this Madison school, the building did and does have cameras, but no metal detectors or officers. But going back to that report and again, you know, there are all type of information that has been circulating on social media in terms of all the facts. So you really can't believe everything right. that you're hearing because right. you have some people saying, well, I heard she's a transgender and I heard this and I heard that. So that's the thing that I think complicates these investigations so much because you start having the public throw out these theories right. and right. then it, and a lot of it is inaccurate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, like we were kind of discussing before, now comes the different things. Should we do some gun control legislation? Did she have mental health deficiencies? Mm-hmm. You know,
so what happens is you have the gun control, which I'm a huge proponent of gun control in any way. But you'll have the gun control. People say, you know, we need to limit access to guns, which is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. But then you'll also have those NRA folks right. saying, well, it's not the gun that killed him. It's the person that's holding right. the gun. So we need to make mental health issues more, which right. is absolutely true as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
in this
yeah.
instance, both can be right.
Both yeah.
they
can be
aren't
right.
opposing views as they're making them opposing
right.
views. But why can't we focus on both of those? Why
exactly.
can't we focus on mental health and focus on gun control? And in the situation of school shootings, a lot of times what we're not realizing is there may have been signs beforehand that this was going to happen, that she
right.
was going down this road of, you know, wanting to commit murder and commit suicide. There
right.
had to be something.
Yeah.
Right.
Had to be something. And there was a press conference yesterday, and excuse me, several officials spoke, and one of them did throw that out there. They said usually, I can't remember the exact number, but I know it was over 80% of the time people know or have some idea that this is going to happen, or someone has talked about it, or it should have been leaked. And I know that a lot of people will start to go back and reflect and say, okay, well, maybe that was a sign, or maybe this, or maybe that.
Yeah.
And because no one ever assumes or expects that someone just woke up one morning and said, this is what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
This was a plan all the way probably down to the exact date and time they were going to do this.
Exactly.
And so how does this not get out before it actually happened?
Yeah, absolutely true. One of the other things that I just want to point out is in today's day and time, it is high time that these schools, the ones that do not have security, start adding that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a different day and time. This isn't even when we were coming up, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's time to add those extra precautions, you know? It's time to add the extra bit of, if you need at least one or two security guards, if you need three or four, make an assessment. You know, what kind of alarm systems do you have in the school? What kinds of things can you add? It's time for them, you know, the schools that can afford it, especially these private schools, you need to start putting it in your budget. Parents are already paying for their children to go to school there. So now it's time for you to add that extra security, because it is not, it could be people, I mean, this just happened to be somebody that was on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be. Right. Yeah.
Well, in most cases, it is. Most cases, they say like 90% of the time when something like this happens,
it's somebody that
went to the school or is going to the school. So they're going to get inside the school. So you're not going to keep anybody from outside. It's not somebody from outside the school that's just like, I'm just going to kill some kids. It's somebody that's inside the school, has had some issues with the school, some type of personal attack to them in their mind from inside the school. I think what we need to focus on more is that recognizing when someone is like Telly said, this just didn't come out of nowhere, right? Mm-hmm. She just didn't wake up yesterday morning and say, I'm gonna shoot six people and kill three people. That didn't happen. So along the way, there was something along that road that maybe a teacher missed, maybe another student missed. We need to stop living in and start preaching this. Stop living in our own bubbles, where everything, if it don't affect us, it don't matter. Whereas, because eventually what affects you is going to affect me in some form or fashion, and hopefully it's not in a mass shooting, but it's going to affect me. So we need to start preaching that we as a community as a whole need to take care of those that come in close proximity to us, and start realizing if my brother is going through something, hey, man, you good? You straight? You need something, whatever, you know, and just that little bit of compassion right there may be enough to make Samantha Rupnow or Natalie Rupnow be like, I'm not going to try to kill everybody in this school.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. However, I mean, even if it's from, you know, within, they was missing some metal detectors. They were missing something they should have. It's different now.
Yeah.
It's different now.
Beyond Love on our YouTube message board said, veterans. I think that would be a great option to have veterans who are looking for employment to come in and be, you know, school resource officers.
That's great.
I think that would be an awesome idea because they know how to de-escalate situations. They've been trained properly. And I think the thing that really makes me think about when something happens like this is how much more important, or how much has MPS dropped the ball without having any school resource officers over the last year, when they have supposed to and have been mandated to put school resource officers in there. So what if this happened at MPS? And then we're talking about, well, they were supposed to have school resource officers in there since January of 2024. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why these things are important, and they're not more important because this just happened.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, there should have been a larger cry out in this community to make sure that their kids are safe.
Yeah.
And,
absolutely.
And so this should definitely bring it to the forefront. But in my opinion, I just hate when these things happen, because we'll have these talks and we'll have these debates for about a week or two, and then they'll fade off. That's until because, the next until the next time it happens.
Exactly. That's because the news cycle, once the news cycle ends, that's what people are waiting for. That's what a lot of politicians mm-hmm. and people like that are waiting for the news cycle to end about it, so that then they can now move forward and not deal with the gun people. Because there's lots of gun lobbyists, and they have a lot of money.
Because along those lines, just think, in August, something happened at Rice University. Nobody's talking about that. That was only 3 months ago.
Yeah.
3 or 4 months ago. Yeah. In Rice, something happened. Mm-hmm. This is the second school shooting of this school year. There's something happened in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Nobody's talking about that anymore. So in 2 weeks.
Totally forgot about that.
2 weeks, nobody will be talking about this. And that's the, like Bailey said, that's the problem. Yeah. We need to make sure that this stays in the conversation, and people that have, like I may not agree with Telly and everyone else about the resource officers, or I may not agree about the metal detectors, but we need to have that conversation and not let it just, okay, here's somebody else that got killed.
Right.
We need to have these conversations and determine a plan and a way to make sure that nothing like this happens again inside of a school shooting.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, this isn't happening across the world. This is happening in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is going on in America that these youth are feeling like their only recourse is, I'm going to go shoot something up?
Yeah.
And that's where you go into the mental health part. But again, like you said, you have, you know, gun advocates or gun control advocates that say, hey, you have the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
But the thing with that is, people want to say, oh, criminals are the ones that end up with guns. And I mean,
they always say
with
that,
the guns.
Yeah.
But here's a 15-year-old that probably has no criminal.
Girl
with no criminal history.
None.
Right. And so, and you look at a lot of the school shooters, they're not lifelong criminals.
Right.
No. They're beginning their lives. They haven't you know, been to prison, done a whole bunch of things like that. So we talk about protecting the schools. We're thinking about, okay, we're protecting the schools from that. You can't protect the school from somebody that's inside. You know, they you can have metal detectors. And I've been through metal detectors. When I went to Riverside MPS, they would get threats, and then you would have to walk through the metal detector. It's not a good feeling to be a student walking through a metal detector.
It's not, but...
And let me finish, man. It affects you mentally as a student when you have to walk into these schools, and the school is like a prison. Nobody wants to send their kid to school and it's a prison. I understand you want to send them to school to be safe, but you also don't want to send them to school to be treated like a prisoner either.
Yeah.
And so I say that, but we also have to get back to the fact that in Great Britain, you can't have a gun. They not having no school shooting, no mass shootings in Great Britain. They not having no mass shootings in Australia, in places where you can't even get a gun. So we have this strong belief, this I don't know what this old Western mentality of holding on to my weapons, Charlton Heston, over my dead arms or over my dead body, will you get my gun? Why? Why do we have that? We need to release that and understand that people are dying in these streets. Little kids are shooting 32-year-olds. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Chicago had issues. Milwaukee has issues. Do they not care about us dying to the point that they care more about the money they're generating off of these weapons than they do about the lives they losing because of these weapons?
Yes, they do care and more the about
issue.
The money.
That's one of the main issues
there. You're right. And I'm not saying metal detectors are the end-all, be-all, but what I'm saying is you got to figure something out. Clearly.
Absolutely.
Clearly, talking to these kids and getting to these kids in the proper way is not working.
Yeah.
Clearly, that is not happening. So what else is there? You have to meet them when they come in, you know?
Mm-hmm. I have no problem with meeting them when they come in and meeting them at the door with positivity and things like that. But I just don't want our school system to become... They already say it's a pipeline to the prison. I don't want it to be more of a getting them ready for prison. Is you got them walking in fire lines and you got them doing this. It's supposed to be a place of learning. It's supposed to be a place of freedom. It's supposed to be a place of thought. I understand that. But we also have to understand that, okay, we're trying to protect the outside from coming into these schools, right? But the outside is so wild that it's almost, it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. The caller says, did y'all ever think of how many jobs would be created if the federal government simply decides to mass produce enough metal detectors to make schools, churches, malls, and grocery stores safe again? The caller, we'll get to that on the other side of the break. Marlon, we're going to get to your call. Please remain patient, and we will get to you as soon as we return. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, there is a critical need for more African-American blood donors in Milwaukee, and it is critical. And we want to encourage you to help save lives by donating blood. This is why we ask you to join us on Friday. That's right, December 20th from 7 to 1 p.m. as we have partnered with Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin for a blood drive with your favorite 1017 The Truth shows, broadcasting live on site during the day. It'll start off with, of course, come watch Truth Be Told with Telly, and it'll be Dame and Homer Blow, as well as The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, and Jamming with Juice with Ben and Carrie, live from the Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin, located at 2152 North Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. Join us on Friday, December 20th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for our Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin Blood Drive with live broadcast of 1017 The Truth shows. And coming up during our second hour, we will be joined by President and CEO of Versity Blood Centers, Chris Miskell. You don't want to miss that interview, as we will highlight what you can expect if you are able to make it out to the blood drive on Friday. Jumping back into this horrible, tragic school shooting in Madison, we have Marlon. Marlon, thank you so much for being patient. You are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey, and Damian. Good morning.
Good morning. So I think this is a very interesting conversation. First of all, I'm a Marine Corps veteran, so let me say I understand how guns work and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think our country is going to get rid of guns, so we have to figure out the next step. Because remember when Sandy Hook happened, all those kids went after all the senators and all the House of Representative people and everybody. And because we didn't vote those people out and show them what we were all about, they stayed where they were, and they're still getting that lobbyist money. So instead of worrying about guns, we're worried about TikTok. The other thing is as we move forward, we need to try to figure out how to get to these people who are feeling isolated, because I think that's what a lot of these people are. It's the people who are like on the internet or down in their, you know, the cliche, down in their basement on a computer, you know what I mean? But it's people who are feeling isolated. And I think somebody said before is we need to start worrying about our brothers and our sisters and people who we're just coming in contact with. But we're so worried about staying in our own silo and worried about just us as an individual that we don't reach out to other people or show empathy to people. Or you know, because we're such a judgmental society, we just don't care about certain people. Mm. But that is where this issue is coming from. These kids and people and grown-ups as well who aren't feeling valued, who aren't feeling, you know, because if you look at that's all these people are, the ones that do shooting. Something happened and they're not feeling valid. But we need to start watching their body language. We need to start understanding that. But again, we can't if we're only worried about ourselves.
Thank you so much,
he
Marlon.
He summed it up.
Yes,
yeah.
Good job. You know, no rebuttals from me on this end. On our YouTube message board, August says, you also have to monitor their social media activity. And I also believe that most things start at home. If you are an active parent and you know that you're seeing signs of your child not really, you know,
right,
socializing or right. seem isolated or something's wrong. The last thing, of course, you want are firearms around if your child is disturbed. But get them help. Don't just let it fester. And then, because I just cannot accept if a parent of a someone who went and committed a crime like this said, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I you thought know. Little so-and-so was cool. And
you know.
Everything seemed fine. Like, exactly. You know.
You know.
You know if something's up with your child.
Yeah. And you know what? You parents really have to start putting guardrails up for their kids, you know? Mm-hmm. Limit the social media. Limit the video games, the gaming and all that kind of stuff. Limit that. Make sure that they're getting out, doing their thing, socializing, you know? They may not have a lot of friends, but try to make sure they have a couple.
Have a couple. Yes. And it makes a difference. That's why I said
it
makes
really
a difference if everyone, like Marlon said, and I applaud what Marlon said, because he's coming from a military standpoint, and he dealt with the military side of it, the gun side of it, I know people that have been in the military and they have those mental health issues as well. He understands that as well, so he's coming from that. So what he said was on point. And what we need to focus on is, as far as like what we were talking about with parents, is we need to try to encapsulate all of these different, not just focus on, okay, let's blame the parents, let's blame the gun control, let's blame mental health. No, all of it plays a part, and we need to stop dealing with everything in silos and understand that we just can't place blame on X, Y, and Z. All of it plays. There needs to be stronger gun control. Nobody can say that's not truth. We need to have a stronger focus on mental health. Nobody can say that is. We need to have more engaged parents, because I deal with youth every day, and a lot of times parents, they don't want to have that, and they think it's embarrassing. They don't want to have that embarrassment of their child going out in public acting. So they won't even, they'll be like, don't take them here, don't take them there, because they don't want to deal with it. Instead of being like, hey, take them there and let's see how he does, and let's see, there's that embarrassment side of it. So they may see the signs, but they don't want people to think that their parents, we so judgmental that we judging them, like, your parenting is crazy, you're trash to the parent because little Johnny is acting this way, instead of us saying, how can we help you? How can we assist you in raising little Johnny so that little Johnny doesn't become Natalie Rupnow and shoot up a school?
Allegedly.
833-212-1017. Hit us up. Let us know what you think, because our True Talking text line is blowing up, and there's a lot of questions and things. When things like this happen, you're going to have more questions than answers. Marte hit us up and says, what has changed with the kids over the years? None of this happened in my youth. Don't blame the guns. They have always been around.
No, they haven't.
My old high school in Racine had a gun range in the basement.
Guns have not always been as easy accessible as they are now. Let's not make that.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that have changed, too. Yeah. This social media thing,
absolutely,
you know, has changed. I mean, think about it. When we were coming up, you couldn't just hop online and see somebody or hear a comment or anything like that. It just wasn't, you know, even celebrities are right here now. You know, they're in your face. Yeah. They got their own, and people are lying and doing all kinds of carrying on online, living their lives out online, and it's just
living
crazy.
Out their lies or lies?
Both.
That's what they do, you know? They live out lies.
Yes, online. Yes,
I tell
they
my
do.
Kids all the time that I'm proud of them for being able to make it through, you know, middle school and high school and go on to college and do whatever they're doing, because the pressures that they have to deal with now are not the same pressures that we deal with.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We're going to get to more of your text messages and calls on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome back to Truth Be Told, Truth Nation. This is Telly, Bailey, and Damian with you. We've been talking about the school shooting that took place in Madison, Wisconsin yesterday, and there's been a lot of questions on our talking text line. You can always hit us up at 833-212-1017 and stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Grant says, news reports say the Madison area school shooting was the 83rd school shooting in the United States this year.
This calendar year, probably.
Yeah.
Yes. And Grant goes on to say, this is becoming far too common in our country, in our society. I don't think it's becoming. It's already.
It's common.
Yes, it is. It is common. And we talked about it a couple of segments ago where I know I totally forgot about the Georgia shooting.
Yeah, same here.
And it's a shame because people lost lives.
Yeah.
Same sort of scenario. And you have a community that is left trying to pick up the pieces, trying to figure out where they dropped the ball.
Right.
And you find yourself back into this. And then you have these debates for a little while. Is it mental health? Is it more gun control?
Right.
As we just heard from a former Marine that he doesn't feel like this country is ever going to outlaw guns. But what could happen are stricter gun laws or gun control. Dan hit us up and says, you can own a firearm in Great Britain. There's a ban on specific types of firearms. Also, firearms should not be banned in the United States. Laws should be stricter on the screening process and concealing, and mandatory safety items should be mandatory law for owners, especially those with children. Dame, I feel like I am on your side of the spectrum. In terms of why is there just this fixation on, I need a firearm. That's the only way I can protect myself. That's the only way I can protect my house.
Some people feel that way. Some people feel that's the only way you could do it. Now, here's the thing. You know, it's a double-edged sword, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many possibilities for accidents when you bring something like that into your sphere, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Let me be honest with you. I'm a parent that I would not even let my son have a toy gun.
Yeah. Don't even
play. I was like, you are a little black boy. And I don't want you to have one in your hands. How's that? From the very beginning, that's just not something that I was willing to even, not even a toy gun. I had people that brought my son little toy guns, little, you know, the little dart guns, the little, all kinds of stuff like that. I was like, nope, nope, nope. I love you. Thank you so much for giving him this gift. I really appreciate you, but he can't have this. And they knew it too.
That's facts. At one point in 2023, I just looked this up. At one point in 2023, there were in the U.S. there were 130 mass shootings. At that same point in 2023, since 1996, you know how many mass shootings they've had in the United Kingdom?
How many?
Seven.
See?
Since 1996, they've only had seven.
But and those are
in the United Kingdom.
Wow.
But and in 2023 in the U.S. we had 130. So you can't tell me that gun control don't matter.
But see, they were mass shootings. They weren't school shootings. Do you know that the United States is the only country that has this problem?
Oh, the school shootings?
School shootings.
Yeah.
Wow. And there was a time, and someone mentioned it on our talking text line, that when we were coming up, I can't recall one school shooting.
Yeah, me either. Me either.
And guns were around.
Yeah.
High school I attended, there were projects that surrounded all four sides of our building. Wow. So anytime you walked outside, it could go down.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we never had anyone come and have a school shooting in East St. Louis where there clearly were a lot of guns.
I've been in NPS my whole life. I've had my kids going through NPS. Everybody I know, I don't remember there ever being a shooting inside a school.
Yeah.
And if there was, it was the biggest, like, what the? They were shooting. They might have been shooting outside the school.
Right.
But I don't, you know, some cats getting into it or something like that. But I don't ever recall there being something like a shooting inside a school.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Marte hit us up, and another great point, Marte. Marte says, after 9-1-1, airports became some of the most secure buildings in the country. It's unfortunate to say, but it's time for schools to fall in line.
I agree.
Metal detectors at entrances. If people know they can't get into schools with a gun, there will be zero school shootings. Absolute zero. I don't know if it'll be absolutely zero,
right.
But as much of a inconvenience airport and traveling became after 9-1-1, mm-hmm. because just think about how big of a deal it was when they start telling you you had to take your shoes off.
Well, not only
there was
that,
a time where we didn't have to take your shoes right. off. You didn't have to take your belt off.
You could walk
right up to the gate. Yes. Right up to the gate. When people were coming in, you could go right up to the gate and meet them. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to wait until they got the baggage claim.
Exactly. And so as much of an inconvenience has been, there hasn't been another 9-11 since 9-11.
Yeah.
So maybe it is time for schools to become. And again, people can have different thoughts about that because Dame Huey said that you're not a fan of metal detectors in schools. You don't want your kids to feel like they are going into a corrections institution or anything like that.
But let me say this, though. There have been lines in schools since time began.
Yeah.
So that's not different.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying with regard to the metal detectors. But if they don't have them, I don't feel like that's the end all be all. But they do need to start doing something like, you know, checking people's bags or something like that.
I believe there has to be some security in schools. Obviously, there has to be something that has to be done.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yep, we're going to step aside, but when we come back, it's hour number two, and we'll be joined by President and CEO of Versity Blood Centers, Chris Misko. You don't want to miss this interview. We'll be talking about the blood drive coming up on Friday, December 20th. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. Hour number two, coming up next.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly. We'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.